I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Lovely listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. In the studio with me, I have the privilege and honor of being joined by Sister Salma Khalfan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you so very much for being with us, sharing your time with us.
The pleasure is mine.
Thank you. So on the previous episode, we were trying to rediscover, actually, the different aspects of motherhood and how a woman, how a determined, strong Muslim lady can find her identity. Because oftentimes I feel like a lot of the mothers I see, because number one, like you said on the previous episode, there is no like monetary value placed on motherhood, right? And in today's age, everything is measured by how much money it earns us. That's the value we place on it. But there's no such thing happening with money. It's quite the opposite. You got to spend a lot of money to be a good mom.
I guess so. But if the conviction is there that Allah will give you bi ghayri hisab, it becomes such a pleasure, you know?
Mm.
And He does. There's so many examples I have near, you know, like myself, that I feel that when children are coming, the parents want to provide them the best schools and they're worried about the fees.
So you see,
lo and behold, the risk is increasing, so that we just realize that how did our children grow up with the best kind of education,
mashallah,
which we really wanted for them to have. And we see that in front of our eyes. So everything is promised by Allah, the risk of the bodily risk, the spiritual risk, and also the intellectual risk, but you have to channel that in the right direction.
Of course, yes, that's so important. It's so important that you said it's already there, you just got to channel it, and how most, if not all of it, is a matter of perspective. Because I think another aspect other than the whole money thing that makes a woman feel like she's losing her identity and sense of self through becoming a mother is that it's so underappreciated. And I understand that a lot of that support has to directly come from her spouse, because at the end of the day, no one can encourage her as much as the father of her children.
Yeah.
But let's assume a situation where that's not happening as much as it should, or it is, but she still feels lost. What can a woman do, a mother do, to strengthen that identity and be able to appreciate what she's doing for her children?
You see, the thing is, like, when we think that, okay, she's using all her time and energy for the child, it doesn't mean that she should not regard herself also in the process. So while she's doing it, she should allocate her own time, the me time that we usually call it, in a way to enhance the child to learn. Mm-hmm. For example, if the me time is the spirituality time, she feels like reading the Holy Quran often. And now the baby has come, you know, in olden times, I remember the parents used to say, I don't even have time to pray. That's completely wrong. I've heard that myself and I was so amazed and I was so sad about it. I felt that how come we all did that, you know, but them thinking that they couldn't do it because they were so, you know, like busy doing the child upbringing, and that's where they're lost, you know. They don't realize that these things are actually teaching the child and getting that good energy for them, you know, that positive energy. The spiritual energy is so strong that in the house, the Holy Quran is being recited, prayer is, you know, like enacted. The child will learn to sit near the prayer mat, and she or he will learn also to do a sajda at a very young age. See, so all these things need to be inculcated, and that it becomes a pleasure, you know, for the parent. So the parent doesn't lose out on anything if they are smart parents. They can get their walk, and they can even give that time to the child. They can talk to the child. In fact, they can talk such good things, read stories to the child. So the time is, you know, and the parent, you know, they learn how to be creative even.
Thank you.
You know, there's a hadith that is a very beautiful hadith that says, if you practice what you know, Allah will teach you what you don't know.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so a parent is the most vivid example of such a case that I remember myself also. Just instinct tells me, do this, do that, you know. Like, for example, when they're sick, why don't you try this? Why don't you try? A voice like telling you. So it's a very beautiful experience, especially when you see the results that, oh, I did it. You feel a sense of achievement.
Mashallah.
And then you see your child happy. And that gives you such a deep satisfaction that I think no money in the world and no degree in the world and no working outside in the world with the co-mates or whatever, the workers, that friendship that you have, I mean, that couldn't replace that. Only one has to experience it to know it, I guess. Mm. So parents out there, you know, lag behind because they themselves have a complex about motherhood, as we'll keep on seeing how many qualities it improves for her to help her in this world and also the hereafter, which is the everlasting life.
Yes, yes.
And which we want for ourselves, betterment, and our children. Always the thought of getting the betterment of the hereafter, the abadi world, the eternal world should be in our mind also as we pass on through the stage of parenthood.
That's such an interesting way of looking at it. How you explain that not only can she establish a strong, wholesome, healthy identity within motherhood for herself, but by doing so, by strengthening her identity, she can be a good role model for her children.
That's right.
You do the things that you enjoy doing within the framework of your value system, and then through the years, you're going to see how it manifests in your child.
Yeah, and gives you such a reward.
It reminds me again of that hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, don't invite people to religion just through your tongue and your words, but rather your actions.
Yeah.
And that's what a mom is doing.
Yeah.
And the essence of it all, just by being a good person and a good Muslim lady,
yeah,
she is automatically being the best mom she can be.
That's right, absolutely.
That is so wonderful.
And then when we go and see when she's doing this in the process, she's becoming so humane.
Mm, mashallah.
You know, and that humanity, when it seeps inside a person, that's when actually what Allah really wants from us, mm-hmm, becoming a human being.
Yes.
In other areas, she will see the fruit of it,
mm-hmm,
with her husband, with the people around her that care and, you know, that support among her friends, among her parents. And you must have heard this often, that when a girl gets married and gets children, that's when she realizes how much her parents worked for her.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's the time she realizes that, oh, my parents took so much trouble for me. And that's when she has that worthiness of the parents more than she had when she was a spinster.
Mm.
So this brings about, because it's a process of humanity, Allah wants her to grow through this. But it's a sad thing that, again, like, if they don't realize their position,
yes,
the heavenly position,
mashallah,
then they are so mistaken and they're so limited to this, just this world, you know.
Yeah. By raising a child and helping them grow, you are growing yourself.
Yeah.
And the sense of gratitude you're developing throughout the journey and the appreciation you have for all the people who, you know, once aided you through this path when you were, you know, nothing but a helpless little toddler.
Yeah, yeah.
How patient moms
are. Yeah, that's
are.
Another factor, you know, to be talked about, like patience grows in you. All these things are, they part of the life. Every moment is a test, right? Patience is an ingredient that is so important in everyone's lives, be they Muslims or non-Muslims, be they parents or non-parents, or, you know, like they're just growing people, like youth. So they need this patience in every step of life. Even if we want a pleasure, it requires a patience.
True.
For example, if you want to have our food, patient and wait, that self-control, it's so sweet. And Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin, Wallahu yuwaffa sabiruna bighayri hisab.
He loves the patience.
Yeah, like he gives a reward bighayri hisab. And
more
in Allah, ma'as sabirin, Allah is with the, not we are with. And
beautiful.
That's a beautiful thing. When Allah is with you, he takes the first step that I want to be with you.
Mm.
So patience is a very beautiful thing. It just requires a little exercise, you know, in life. And that exercise is given through what? Parenthood, the Muslim lady.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Muslim lady, if she knew her worth, she would just keep on, you know, doing the best day by day, day in, day out, and feel that and raise to the perfection.
That's definitely true. If she's reminded, do you think that we should create as a society, as a community, as a Muslim community, we should create more windows where our Muslim sisters are reminded of their valuable status as mothers or just as practicing Muslim women? And are we doing that enough, really, reminding them? Because God knows media is doing a lot of reminding, of, you know, how you should hashtag be living your best life, and you should be a girl boss, and you should have all the money, and should be competing with the men, and feminism, and be popular. And the world is reminding them so much of this. Are we doing enough to remind them of the value Allah has placed for them?
Unfortunately, no. But yeah, there are some communities who try their best, like to, promote this the value of parenthood. Okay, giving lectures and everything is not enough, I feel. But like setting up competitions, challenges, that which mother, plays with the child every day, you know, mark that up send it for us. Or which mother, for example, does her spiritual devotions near her child so that the child can see and learn. And that should be in such a beautiful manner that when the child, you know, feels that positive energy, it's not as if that, you know, like when a person is praying and the child kind of grabs the veil or the chador of the mother, then the mother distracts him and things like that. No, it should be done with proper equilibrium, peace, happiness, pleasure, like the Holy Prophet, you know, when Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein were on his back, he waited and he prolonged his sajda, and that was a very sweet gesture, and that was teaching us, his ummah, that, you know, you have to do even some things like this to encourage your children to love doing this. When you take them to the mosque, you know, after that you take them to the park so that they can feel there's a treat.
It becomes a core memory for them.
It is,
and they associate those wonderful feelings with going to the masjid and watching grandma or mom pray. Something else, I mean, we can't constantly, I myself criticize social media all the time. A lot of Muslim ladies out there do what you said, where they post the little accomplishments of their babies, and, you know, they give tips and hacks about how to spend quality time with each other and turn routine everyday actions, whether it's like daily prayers or, you know, actual daily material thing, worldly things. And they post it on their social media, and they encourage one another, and they inspire other women. I think that's a nice initiative too.
That's a beautiful way also, now that media is so prevalent, you know. And also, like, you're thinking of new ideas all the time. You know, like how they say that every 10 years, new tafsirs should be written, new commentaries should be written. The same way, new ideas should be thought of how to enhance this, you know, and promote this value of parenthood, encouraging parents themselves that how, you know, like, you know, how valuable she is to her community, especially where there are communities, small communities. Bring them forward in such a way that they are an example, you know. Mashallah. And then see that they, for example, little children have grown and how they have grown, and then they talk about it, that, you know, like what they used to do.
Mashallah.
That's the very thing. I know of a lady who is so old, and she's got maybe even grandchildren, but a young girl comes up to her and tells her, how did you bring up your children?
Oh,
so people notice this thing.
Inspiring.
See? Yeah, how did you bring up your children that they are all like this, so great and so like successful and so beautiful etiquette and things like that.
That's
so
definitely very gratifying.
People check out these things, role models.
Yes, they do.
And they want that to, you know, to do it for themselves as well.
Thank you so very much, Sister Sanma, and thank you to our listeners for being with us on this episode of Muslim Lady. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.